2024戒烟就赢比赛开跑，尼古清戒烟喷雾陪你一起强大。戒烟不容易，单靠意志力戒烟的人，时常无法克服戒断症状而失败。尼古清戒烟喷雾将是你的神队友，简单一喷，药品急速释放，立即缓解七大戒断症状，不限场合，提高戒烟成功率。除了尼古清神队友，你还可以寻求专业医疗人员协助，一起迈向戒烟成功之路。尼古清戒烟喷雾，用科学方法戒烟，请咨询全台各大药局及戒烟门诊。本广告由尼古清戒烟喷雾卫部药书字第027835号提供，嘉安嘉户股份有限公司，台北市中山区民生东路3段2号10楼，北市卫药广字第113030190号。尼古清戒烟喷雾，相伴每个新开始。
The Wolf and the Seven Little Kids. Once upon a time, there was an old goat who had 7 little kids. She loved them dearly, like any mother loves her children. One day, she needed to go into the forest to find some food. Before leaving, she warned her kids about the wolf, telling them to be cautious because if he showed up, he would devour them all.
Skin,
hair, and everything. The kids assured her they would be careful and not to worry. Shortly after she left, someone knocked at the door, claiming to be their mother and bringing gifts from the forest. But the kids recognized the rough voice and knew it was the wolf. They refused to open the door, saying their real mother had a soft, pleasant voice, unlike the wolf's rough one. Undeterred, the wolf devised a plan. He ate a lump of chalk to soften his voice, then returned and tried to trick the kids again. This time, they noticed his black paws and refused to open the door once more. The wolf then went to a baker and a miller to disguise his paws and voice further. With his paws now white, he returned to the house, pretending to be their mother once more. This time, the kids, believing his disguise, opened the door. As soon as they did, the wolf burst in and began devouring them one by one, except for the youngest, who hid in the clock case. When the wolf had eaten his fill, he went outside and fell asleep under a tree. Meanwhile, the old goat returned home to a scene of chaos. The house was in disarray, and her children were missing, except for the youngest hiding in the clock case. After hearing what happened, the old goat and the youngest kid went to find the wolf. They discovered him sleeping soundly, his belly bulging. Realizing her children might still be alive inside, the old goat cut open the wolf's stomach, and all the kids emerged unharmed. Overjoyed, they filled the wolf's stomach with stones while he slept. When the wolf woke up and tried to drink from a well, the weight of the stones caused him to fall in and drown. The kids and their mother rejoiced at the wolf's demise, dancing around the well in celebration. The end.